Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph. Gadol Schar Mitzvah Tefillin. Chol Mishen Omenayt Menicham. Hu Bechlal Pusha Yisrael Begufan. So it's a very important mitzvah. And the Mora says, if a person doesn't do it, he's misusing his body. He's called Pesheya Begufan. Okay, so the Mishabura Al Schar. Shkol Menichan Marich Yomim Boel Mazesh, Shemar Hashem Alehem Yichyu. Pasuk says, when Hashem is on them, Klemmer Oysim, Shenoysim, Shem Hashem Alehem, those who have Hashem's name on them. Bitfilin, Yichyu, they were able to live. Umuvdak Shuben Al Habo. And he's guaranteed to be the Ben Elam HaBob wearing tefillin. Vein Eish Al-Gehenem Sherlet Boi V'chol Abonus Abnim Cholom Loi Tur B'Shem HaShem HaShem. So the Shem HaShem again was a very early Sefer, time of the Goyim, or the very early Rishonim, and discusses Hilchos Tam. The term quotes him, but he has these points of Chazal that he, apparently we don't necessarily have that Medrash, but he had this Medrash. He's a mutach, he's a bel and habo, and the Eishav Gehenim does not affect him.
Usually,
you think
there's only two mitzvahs that
you promise, because Yom
Kippur is spelled out. Right. So this is Hashem Aleihem Yechyu, where is that?
Where is that
pasuk? Yeah. Or is it an expression?
No, it's a pasuk.
It's a pasuk. Yeah. Usually, you ask people, what two mitzvahs does the Yechyu? This isn't one of them that's typically named.
That's why you came back. That's why you came here tonight.
Right.
Okay. Person doesn't wear tefillin, pirish, I feel him in Yosef who rock the prokim, even if occasionally he does not wear tefillin, he's called a peshay Yisov a gufay. Because in Mavato Tomid mi mitzvah, so he does, constantly doesn't do the mitzvah, that's for sure considered a peshay a gufay. Okay. One time in his life, a person just didn't put on tefillin, just, you know, was careless and didn't care. Put on, he's considered peshay yisov begufo. He abused his body in that sense. That for that day. This is all referring to a person who doesn't wear tefillin because he doesn't care. A person has a physical problem, and he's worried about keeping the gufnaki. Now the truth is, there are cases where that's true, but in most cases that's not an issue. He's wrong. For a short period of time, he could put it on for a short period of time. So, and then take them off before there's a problem. He's not considered Pesheya because he's doing it for a mistaken reason, but for a reason which makes sense. He's always very careful. But really, he actually has a real problem. Obviously, that's not considered he's doing something improper. Not because he finds it, lowly. He's worried about money or other reasons. And Chazal say wonderful things about them. Okay, so the Mishaburim and Sivkat and Dal will describe what that means, the implications of being a Pesheh Yisov Gufay. So the Bach differentiates regard to the Einish, that he was doing because Mitzvah B'Zuh Yisov, he's considered like a min, like a kofer. He's doing because money, etc. So he has the Yetzer Hara for money, so he's a Pesheh Yisov HaGufay, but the Maase doesn't have the same status of being a min. So this is a tremendously powerful Musar. You put on already, but you put it on in the wrong place because you're not being careful. Like, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's just a little bit more effort you can put in the right place, and because you're not careless, so that's vital. Improper. Or you didn't put the shayat in the right place, which is equivalent to not wearing tefillin. So you're pesher yisov a gufoy. Because here's the gam kein oisano primagadim. Primagadim already pointed this out. Baklal chavzayin shekosav shem tefillin mishem menachem shalakim. Come on, array him. Come on, bekisan. Wearing tefillin on your body in the wrong spot and the shalrosh or the shayat is like not wearing tefillin at all.
Does that apply to what the Rav was talking about, where many people wear the tefillin in too low a position?
Correct. Yeah. Prima Gadim's lashon is pretty strong. It's like it's still sitting in the bag. You didn't put on tefillin. Okay, begufa. So what's the status of a person who's a b'shei yisov begufa? So cut and down. V'dinok pasuk b'shas Rosh Hashanah yudzayin. The filo who ish benani. For number one, even though he's a person who's a benani, the darker shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahatu zakaf klapi chesed. The Rosh Hashanah has a mida of being matted to towards chesed for benani. But if he has this avera amongst his averas, kaf chay machras umurchach leirid legehenam. See, he ends up on the negative side. V'im chas v'shalom gam ken avonasav merubim mizchuyosav. If he's already on the negative side to start with, so throwing in peshay yisav begufa you need him again him yud beis chodesh. So first step is he goes again him for 12 months. Okay. That's bad enough. So then the whole being of the person is destroyed. And then the efer of the neshama, whatever that means, is placed under the feet of the tzaddikim. So he has continued existence in the fact that his efer gets to be under the feet of the tzaddikim, but that's it, as opposed to a bona fide neshama existence. So that's what it means, not to wear tefillin. It's referring to the person not to tshuva for that avera. The mitzvah is very, very powerful. He's guaranteed to be ben olam haba. The fire of Gehenim can't affect him on one end. On the other hand, he's like guaranteed to be total nothing. On the other end, therefore, you should buy tefillin from the proper person that you can really trust. Because otherwise, how do you know your tefillin are kosher? Make sure that they use the right type of animals. And it was done lishma. A person puts on so much as possible. Not only do not do the mitzvah, your person making two brachas a day for many years of his life. So once you realize how important the mitzvah is, like, you know, we can't do this. Okay. But when I say Rabbi Mashal, there's a tremendous mixture. But Mashal cut him till him in Suez, we man to who? The feast of Merchim Mazel. You buy from whoever it is because they're selling it cheap. Ruben Adam, the Rabbim, sometimes it's not square. But yes, the Kukulim, Shemotzi, Bamba, Esikibos, and they wrote it, it was not written properly. So a person should think about the following. Imal Mabusha, Bekelov, Humaharashiyu Ketikunam. His clothing and his property, wherever he wants it to be nice. You should not be cheap on the money to buy something which is for a mitzvah purpose. Like how to they're expensive. You want to buy the ones which you know feel confident they're really good. You have a mitzvah to get nice tefillin. The is she written by a person who's a good cipher, b'ksav noah, and a beautiful ksav, b'ziyo noah, with nice ink, b'kumas noah, b'klofim noahim, and the parchment is nice, the kumas is nice, everything should be done, you know, which is more expensive. remember I had a chaver who was in Rabbanus. He told me a story with another rabbi that's in his town, that there's a big person, big career, built a new home. So he built a new home, you know, custom built new home. It wasn't cheap. So he came to the Rav. He wants to get mezuzahs. So the Rav went out and bought the most expensive mezuzahs that he could find for him, and gave him the bill for the 28 or 35 rooms that he has in the house. You know, this bill for his. He says, why is it so expensive? He says, I don't understand. You're paying, $1 million for the house. You could afford another $50,000 for the mezuzahs. That's it should be fair.
That's one of the people starting to think with Daf Yomi.
Let's see, I don't know.
That's a standard. So my friend Laura, he said the same thing happened. Someone came in with the mezuzah. He said, you have something cheaper. He said, how much your home cost? $900,000. He says, well, it's a standard.
So does the Rav know? I have heard from people in the Lubavitch movement that this is why they go out and put on tefillin, that, you know, they feel it makes a huge difference to the neshama if you put on tefillin even once versus never having put it on. Do you know what they're referring to? Because from this it seems to be, if you miss it all, it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Still the kind of mitzvah if
we
do it.
Listen, the person, one person time of a mitzvah is also kosher. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I guess I'll ask them.
I mean, there's a prima gadim which says that possibly the mitzvah is to wear it once in your lifetime. The mitzvah of the rice is to wear it once. The chiyuv. So maybe you're mekayim that. But the ma'isa, in other words, the dinner of every day is the rabbanon. But the ma'isa, he comes out the ikar that's not true, that the chiyuv is every single day. But the ma'isa, he has it sound like that, so maybe. Okay. One question which comes up: a person didn't put it on for shachris, so what's the right thing to do? That if a person didn't put it on for shachris, so we our minhag is not to put on tefillin for mincha, but there are many people nowadays, it seems to become much more common nowadays to put it on for mincha.
Right.
The one case where it talks about it is where a person did not daven shachris, with a valid reason, so he davened two minchas. So there the Chabad Chaim has ever called Machlin Yisrael, which he wrote for soldiers, So that could be a common issue. They weren't able to daven shachris for whatever reason. So they were daven two minchas. Then he did say you should put on tefillin for the second one. The second one being corresponding to the second of the two Shemone Esrei's, or at least both of them, or at least one of them should be if she wear tefillin.
In a situation, say you're having stomach problems, you don't want to put on tefillin in the morning. So.
Historically, what I remember was a person at some point in the day who put on tefillin.
So do you at that point bedafka wait for mincha, or you just put it on as soon as you can and say shema?
You should put it on as soon as you can. There are some people who wear tefillin by mincha. They wear it every day. They wear tefillin by mincha. They wear tefillin twice a day.
Okay.
I had a older, I can't call him a chaver, but it was an older young man in yeshiva. He was a big capitalist, etc. He used to return from mincha. So he used to always daven in the night to swarm. He spent a tefillin from his mincha every day.
When did it become sort of masaking to not wear tefillin all day?
So we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Because we have a problem with gufnaki, mind naki, etc.
Yeah.
Okay. Base. Mitzosan liyosim alav kol yom. So the mitzvah is to wear it the whole day. Because they have to be clean. Both the person should not pass any gas. The person shouldn't lose his focus on them. Ready became the minig. This is the rush. It's a rush. It's the minig was not to wear it the whole day. But the bottom line is for davening, which you should be having. You need a gufnaki anyway for davening, and you need your mind shouldn't be a das from davening anyway. You should wear them. Sukkot and Hay, Liyosim Allah, the Zon Kotzik is a Mikal Yachal Yisrael, Mihafachah, Mihesach Adas. To keep it focused during Tefillah, that person should be able to do. Just Kriyashma Tefillah. Kol Kara Kriyashma below Tefillah. So why Kriyashma? The Kilo made it a shaker about it. Because the more it says that a person says, putting on Tefillah doesn't talk, they're not doing it, that's improper. He didn't have it available. In the morning he was not well. Sometimes in the day you should put on tefillin. He says over there that how far, you know, preferably at what point in davening should you keep it on until after Willetziah and after the Kaddish, etc. That they would continue wearing their tefillin after davening also, and learn a little bit before they go out. Tell him a person should not speak Devar Batalim while you're wearing Tefillin. The Mavadi said Devar Batalim, who bought you his Ela de Hesachadas, finally, Sim Chavches, Sifkat, and Aleph Mysera. So a person's wearing Tefillin, the person should be careful that they're not, that their mind is not getting distracted to something else. So there's a lot of Mishmush that calls when you're wearing Tefillin, you have to cast your mind yourself by touching them. So during Tefillah, or limud, you don't need to, but if you're doing anything else, so you would need to do that. Gimel, a katan on your day, a lishmor tefillah and betahara.
There's a song that Ben Ish Chai, a shallow once. Someone says, "How do you do? What do you do with Shmona Esrei? You're wearing tefillin, and that's what we have to chadas. You do Shmona Esrei." Imagine someone asking a question like that. His answer has something to do with the oil of us, which I don't understand, but with the oil of us. But imagine someone has a question like that. You can't do the mishmash, you can't do the hesach das and tefillin, you're doing someone else. They collide with each other.
Color covered.
Yeah, imagine that. It's Baghdad.
Okay. Katan on your day, lishmur tefillin b'tahara. The child old enough that he can be careful with the tefillin, not to fall asleep with them, not to pass gas with them. So that's the mission of Chinuch applies. So that Mirmo says that we don't do it before Bar Mitzvah. So even once he hits the age of 13, even if he's not halachically a gadol, he didn't physically mature yet, that's when we start being mechanech. Mr. Brewer is going to talk about what our minig is. Chesa Yudea, this is a Gemara. The Chan Mechene and Mishra Lonich, tefillin before that age, we can't keep it properly. So he has not a lot of words for it. V'lav Chinuchu, the Tach Chinuch. Chinuch is to do the mitzvah properly. L'chan Chor, the mitzvah is Hanochos, and you have to train them how to wear them. Chen Olam, the Adinim, and Nisrachim, and you teach them the Halachos. Then he says, some say that this cotton referring to the 13. Dafka mechamachet ein lo nicha lo b'shtulim. I feel him yirtza. The body ein roydei lishmat tefillim. He said before the age of 13, usually the children are not emotionally mature enough to be careful. Ben yigim oshanim. Hano feel im lo hebi shetzaros. Even though he's not reached the age of halacha, the physical maturity, but he's reached the age, so. So still we start then. So the Mishra Vaksham Nogul Aniach Shnayim Ashosha Chadoshim Kanamasman. Nowadays we start 2 or 3 months beforehand, so we'll start a month beforehand, like the Archa Shulchan says. Van Rir Locha, in case we're not sure exactly how old he is, so what do we do? Fine. Chersh Madabra Ben Shemeya, Mishra Ben Madabra Chayv Laniach Tfilim. If a person is not deaf, but he's mute, or he's deaf but not mute. So he's chayv and tefillin. He's chayv mitzvahs. Abla ain't a shemay, ain't a medaber, ain't merchem b'yadam alanichem imroitzen. He's not a shemay, not a medaber. He's not chayv mitzvahs, but we don't have to stop him if he wants to. Okay.
Why does the Mishnah Berurah sometimes say v'chei nogim v'ein lishanos, and other times it's just stam? Was he seeing a tendency of people to change it, maybe, or?
I don't know. There is a Chulis Ramah that he talks about his Lashonis. He points out that a Lashon of Nogu does not necessarily mean that that's considered halachically binding. It's just that's what people do. I suppose Lashonis, which are more like a stronger Lashon of Noegim, this is what you should do, right? But over here it says v'chei nogu, the main lashanos, so means he's saying that became the minhag of the maisa, more than puts his imprimatur by saying you should have to do that. So I don't know if that's right. Okay, similar meches din mi shehe min he mechiyam metfilin mepetur. Aleph, chalam me'ayim potim mitfilin, a person who is cannot maintain his stomach properly, he's ill because of the, he has to go to the bathroom all the time, so therefore his body's not naki. Nagav filo ein loy tsar, even though he has no pain, the issue isn't the pain, the issue is that he cannot go naki. Avashar chalam, im itzar b'chol yoy vein doy to mishav asalov, potim imlav chayim. Everybody else, the issue is hesach adas, so if he's in tremendous pain, he can't really focus on the tefillin, so you have a hesach adas issue. Otherwise, not. Okay. Chalam ayim aleph. Who did not misha shosa mashke mashalsha person, whatever reason, drank some type of a medicine which causes the person to have diarrhea, to right, some type of a laxative. So right now he can't be clean. Potter mishum the tefillin boy gufnaki. She's part of me tefillin. A mishum of bitul mitzvah tefillin mach was chali vavro lov shloshim yom mishloi nicham because shachar zvanicham ain tzarich lavorach shechiyano. So he hasn't worn tefillin in 30 days. So we would have argued possibly you make a shechiyano. He says that you don't make a shechiyano. The shechiyano which we say mitzvahs which is because the mitzvah itself comes from its time affected. So this time came, and then now we have a chance to do tzrefer again. So shechiyano lazman hazeh, we came to this time. But this over here, where the person he himself couldn't do, but the mitzvah was really was applicable. Just he personally couldn't do it. So we know that there's shechiyano. And tzar, if he doesn't have any tzar, he's potter because his body's not clean. Feeling maharlok or shokim or chayv is potter, even though he's walking around, you know, that totally healthy air, as it were, he's potter. But also the lahachmar latzma mizeb, he can't be frum about it. But ela b'shas kriyishma tefila im yudei shiyuchal lahamid azatzva gufnaki koshikasil lekamam mizepes. And it will, but if he realizes he couldn't contain himself properly for a short period of time, so he should do that. Potter, person who's mitzar is potter. Feeling shavu mitechad tzar, you see if that to me because we're worried about hesach adas. Mimotzel hachmar latzmoi reshoy. If he wants to be machmar and put it on, we have assumed that he feels he can focus. Mishaliboy oroim. If the lab is not clothed, what does that mean? The same levad, on the malahu arim, he's only wearing pants. He's not wearing his chest is bare. Ve'emachal zemasha based on so we don't mean that he's wearing a shirt, but the neck is open. But his whole chest is bare. Lo yinat tefillin. Da'atav shal levorach kibun shavosim because he's allowed to make a bracha. Kibumazimnas ayin dalad. Filachy ein nachon sheim megula libay yinat tefillin. But to wear it like that is improper. Okay. Beis. Misha bori loy shal and yochel hispala b'loy hafoch. A person realizes he cannot daven without passing gas. Mutav shiyaver zman tefila mimash hispala b'loy gufnoki. Even davening, a person should not go to davening knowing he's going to have to mean tefillah for min shmoneh esrei without a guf naki. V'im yerei lo sheyuchal lahamin atzmo beguf naki b'shas kriyas shma. If that much he can do, so you need tefillin ben ava the kriyas shma b'yavor. He'll put on tefillin then after avarava before kriyas shma, make a bracha, put on the tefillin and take it off after shma. A person is not sure if he can control himself, but so he shouldn't wait. He's spalel, he shouldn't daven. Davka tefillah is only initiated by davening. Mishum dehu karmel lifnei melech. The tefillah is an act of standing in front of the king. Kanayu lamad lifnei spalel al dashi yivsek b'amsa achich l'rech. So the law is if a person does pass gas. So he has to wait till the amount of time for the smell to dissipate, and that whole process would be improper to go the chaskila doing all that with intending to do that. Al kriyas shema berachas sam water, ach bli tefillin. You shouldn't be wearing tefillin, but he's allowed to say kriyas shema when he does pass gas. He stops and he waits. If he can control himself, b'shas kriyas shema, atum sim pei ben shabur kisham ivur kol bezus Hashem. So. I'm not sure what the issue, but there is. Okay. I'll have the proof now for him for brachas. What is it? Yeah. So this sif surfaces again in Siman Pei, the exact same words. The other Mishnah talks about it much more at length. Okay. Where you put on the talus, where you put on the tefillin, where you take it off, what do you do? Okay, fine. So we have something to look forward to. Test Yivorech, Yikrib, and Shema, Vachachach, Yichaltsin. He says Shema takes up the tefillin afterwards. He cannot control himself long enough to get the shalrosh on, and then get both of them off in time. So he only get the shalrosh off. So you're putting on both of them, knowing that you might not be able to get both of them off in time. Theoretically, you could also you can move them to the side. Moving them out of place is the equivalent of not wearing them. So if a person has to have enough time, a person gets a very strong urge to pass gas and can't control himself, if he can move the shayat and the shalrosh out of place, that would be the equivalent of that.
You wouldn't have to make another bracha before...
Actually, you have to make another bracha when you put it back.
Uh-huh. Is that how we're
knowing? Sure, possibly like that.
All right.
Okay, let's chop one more. Again, we'll go Nashim Abodim, Torah Mitzvilim, Neshu, Mitzvah, Saseh, Shazman, Groma. They're not chayiv in this mitzvah. Vimanashim, Rotzim, Hakman, Hatzman, Moichin, Beyonim. And if they want to, we stop them. Okay, you and Nashim, Tubdan, Jargonis, Chayiv, Mitzvilim, Mitzvah, Kechola, Mitzvah. But both the Tumlin and Jargonis are possibly their male. And therefore, they have a chiyuv misafik. Shazman groma. So Shabbos Yom Tov Lav Zman Tefillin. We pass a mikra into the rice. Lila is Zman Tefillin. We don't wear it because we're afraid the person will sleep and pass gas. But mikra rice it is Zman Tefillin. It is not called Zman groma because of nighttime versus daytime. But Shabbos and Yom Tov we pass it as not Zman Tefillin. So it comes out it only applies on the weekday. So that's a Zman groma. So if the women want to wear, we stop them. We stop the Abbot from wearing tefillin also. That if Abbot can wear if he wants, So why are we Machim B'yaroi? Because they don't have that level of commitment that we're concerned about. There definitely are, you know, person we've seen that some women could wear it. And that's become, you know, one of the hot topics nowadays. Right. So There's a beautiful letter from Rameir Tursky from YU in response to this. Rav Hirsch Shatter wrote a halachic, you know, shul about women wearing tefillin, and everybody came out that that's improper. He wrote like this. He wrote, if you learn Chasam Mishpat, in so there's a similar that deals with a concept called the Tavadar Mishnah. So Tavadar Mishnah means that, let's say the dying made a mistake. So a certain case of the dying is held culpable. So the dying says, I had a right to pass like that, even though it's not the standard way to pass. So the more differentiates between Tavadar Mishnah and Tavadar Shikol HaDas. So Dar Mishnah means that the Mishnah says clearly what the din is. And if you pass in connect to that, you're wrong. Which means if you can't retrieve the money anymore from the litigants, the fellow left town, you're responsible to pay back the person that you caused the loss to. It was Shikol HaDas, which means Shikol HaDas means that there's an argument. There's two opinions. The standard psak is like one, but you pass on like the other one. It's called Tavadar Shikol HaDas. You can't make the dayan pay. So you can say, maybe I'm right. So what's called Tavadar Mishnah? So the post can say that the Dar Mishnah, the time of, when the Gemara was written, the Mishnah was halacha psuk, and everything else was debatable. So the Shikol HaDas that the Gemara is referring to was on that level. And nowadays, the Gemara is not debatable for us anymore. That is it's anything which is clearly connected to Gemara that has been Tavadar Mishnah. Right? Then the Rama adds anything which became the standard way in Klai Yisrael to Paskin, every Paskin like that, you have no right to, so it's a concept in a local called precedence. So same way you have in legal, you have the idea of a precedent, there is a precedent. So you're not allowed to Paskin connect to the precedent. That's what the Rama says over there. So he says, so the Rama is putting out a very important halakha concept that if in Klai Yisrael for the last 500 years nobody's done something like that, you can't Paskin like otherwise. Well, I found the Rambam and said it's okay. Okay, yeah, but you also discovered the Rambam. Like, nobody knew about the Rambam until you. They knew about the Rambam, they didn't pass it. I like that. So there's a concept of precedent in halacha to the point that it has halachic implications. So, what are these people doing? Well, the times are different, I understand, but there's a concept of precedent in halacha. You can't pass it otherwise. It's a very good argument. I was told it here.